I work through your message. I'll get back to you as quickly as I can. Thanks, and make it a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mr. Davis, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've got you on the docket this afternoon, but we were having a break this morning. We thought we might try to call you, see if we could take it up early. I'll try you back here in a little bit. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
So you still have number 41 you were trying to call to, remember? So.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll try to call BOE 41.
This one was a BOE last time around, too, I think. Go ahead to be the BOE.
Howdy, Tim.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. All right, I've left a message for him already. Now we have the notorious Mr. Davis in here.
Yes.
Meet again.
Where are we on?
11 is
his
first one.
Tim, I've got you on 7. Does that sound right? I mean, there may be the same people. I don't know.
That's what I have.
Yeah, I got 7 of them. All right, is it all the same nightly rental issue, or is it something else?
I don't know what we're talking about.
I've got 5 that are just classifications. The nightly rentals that I'm asking for.
The mixed use?
Mixed use. Okay. 75% residential, 25% commercial. And all of those are... They just have one.
Okay. Is that in Taney County?
Yes.
Or excuse me, I mean, which ones are the ones that are classification issues?
So, have,
or maybe it'd be easier to say which ones are not.
The 127 Properties LLC, owned by Clive Cooney.
Okay.
That's just classification.
BOE number 43. They have one property in Taney County. It's being used in a nightly rental program.
Yeah.
Okay. As to BOE number 43, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
I'll second that.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Great job, Tim. Next one.
Next one is
Eric Wendell, Wendel. 179 Clay Bank.
Okay.
13.
Oh, right up of a Real Deal.
Real Deal Retreat LLC.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and that's another with the same circumstances. One property, nightly rental.
That's correct.
Okay. As to BOE number 13, I would make a motion of classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next one.
This is Greens, G-R-E-E-N-S, apostrophe S, Mountain Getaway. Greens Mountain Getaway.
Number 46.
There it is.
That's owned by Larry Green. He and his family, they just have that one.
All right. BOE number 46, I would make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. That's
this is Dark Horse Chateau. Dark Horse, all one word, Chateau. It's owned by Ryan and Jenna Cole.
47.
Is that, and that's another one where the owners only own one property in Taney?
Yes.
Make a motion on BOE number 47 to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
And then the final one, just like this, is Mark, Mark and Liz Kirby. So K-I-R-B-Y is the last name.
Number 45.
BOE number 45, same instance. They have one property in Taney County.
That's right. They live in Tulsa, but they have their lake house.
Right.
And they do it.
Okay, as to BOE number 45, I would make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, Tim, that leaves you with Timber Point and SPF4 Mo Holdings. No? Never mind. That one.
Not
that one.
Everett Investments.
Everett Investments. I'm sorry. Do you want to talk about Everett first?
Yes.
Okay, that's BOE number 11.
On Everett, I've asked for two things. Jason and Sarah used to have two nightly rental houses, one right next to each other. But they sold the larger and more expensive one and kept the smaller one.
Okay.
As their, it's both their personal lake house, they have the four boys. And they, I know they spend a lot of time there because they're right next to me. So I've asked to have that classified as 75% residential, 25% commercial. That's the main thing. And then also, I'd like the BOE to consider reducing the value. I brought, if I may approach, I brought financial statements or projected present value statements based on what they're actually earning. So they're,
you're asking it to be evaluated on an income approach?
Yes, based
okay.
on income approach. So I did two scenarios. I assumed that the property would have an economic life of 39 years. And so the property is just 5 years old. So have an economic life of 34 for the next 34 years. And then I used a 7.5% discount rate, which I think if you go to an equity investor and say, we'd like you to invest your equity in this property, what kind of return are you going to demand? I think a reasonable investor in the firm market would ask 7.5%. Everybody's people might disagree with that. I think it's too high or too low. I think it's a valid point. And then I assume I did two scenarios. One, where the house would be worth more than it is now at the end of the 34 years. That's this scenario. And then I did a scenario where the house would just be worth the land value of $100,000 at the end of 34 years. I'll hand these to you. And I came up with...
Are there more than one copy or just these copies?
I just had those two copies. So okay. I project out both their current costs extrapolated out for the next 34 years and their current revenues extrapolated out for the next 34 years. And then discounted everything back to the present at a 7.5% rate of interest.
Okay, I'm going to give these to you.
So this was built in 2019.
And so I'd like you to please consider that possibly if we want to treat it as commercial, that based on the income approach, which I think is the best approach for dealing with commercial properties, that maybe you should come down a little bit.
Okay,
and
we have
to the assessor?
No.
So this is the first evidence that's being presented.
Yeah, she indicated she hasn't been doing those this year. But yeah, I am going to get to you. The next question I have, I guess, is how long have they owned these?
Well, they've had them for 5 years. So they bought, they were the original owners and had headed for that.
Do we have any comps, something near these things right now at all, as far as what they're selling for or anything along those lines?
He would need to present that.
Do you have anything?
I looked. I saw there are, within 2,000 feet, there are 33 nightly rental properties listed for sale within 2,000 feet of the Everett's.
Okay.
Of those 33, only one is under contract. So.
Okay.
But what of the what is closed? That's yeah, the main thing. That's telling us per square foot what they're worth.
the assessor.
All right. So we have not been doing nightly rental financials for the reason being there's no way to monitor how many nights are available. So it is assumed is 365. Even when they say they're limited on when they're open, if you go on the internet, it's open on the calendars for 365 days, depending on which one they're on. If it's Airbnb, VRBO, how do you prove that? And so when you figure your potential gross income for a financial for one of these, it has to be the rent times 365, which makes it outrageously a big amount. Versus, so it just doesn't come out in the wash to get a value on a property.
Okay. And with respect to your projections, Tim, do you take into account an average number of nights rented or anything like that?
Yes. So,
let's see how many.
That's based on approximately 50% occupancy. Okay. And the reason 50% occupancy, a lot of my clients do have nightly rentals. And it used to be easy to get 50% occupancy. But I found, especially over the last 2 years, with the great increase in the numbers of nightly rentals, they're having to work harder and harder to hit a 50%. So if you're still a skilled operator and you pay attention to people who inquire about your property and you maintain it well, you can hit 50%. But it's a lot of work. And also, people are having, even the best operators are having to drop their nightly rate.
Inevitable.
Yes, when it got overbuilt as much as it was, as is.
I would say for the burden of proof, we would have to have closed comps per square foot.
We can do that for everyone.
Okay.
They know. So in our system here, he's at less than 2%, 1.74. I realize the impact notice came out weird, but I told you and everybody why. You know, data went out, then the change came on the 15th. Yeah. So you are at 1.74% increase in the value, which is the same as everyone in that Chateau Cove neighborhood. So
the main, if you don't reduce the valuation or the appraised value, my feelings will be hurt. The main thing is to, if we could put 75% residential.
This particular property is also one that they have one property in Taney County?
Yes. They used to have two, but they sold the bigger one, and so they just have this one.
Okay. Well, we could certainly make a motion on that end. I think that we've had at least one request that we'd like to see comps on the property if we were going to consider reducing it down, because obviously with the market right now, the income approach, I don't know. Anyway, that's up to you guys what you want to do. Okay, do you have any questions for him? Okay. Tim, anything else? You guys, anything else? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a motion on the floor?
Do you want to bring back comps?
I think it wouldn't be cost effective. Whatever we might save would be more than chewed up in my additional time.
Okay. Fair enough.
So then I would make the motion that we do the classification of 25% commercial, 75% residential.
And deny the valuation.
Deny the valuation.
Reduction.
Yes.
Okay. I'll second that.
You have a second? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I'm going to abstain on this one. But the motion passes. So the mixed-use classification was granted, the evaluation denied. Okay, so the only thing we've got left, Tim, it looks like Timber Point.
Yes.
Is this the same scenario?
No.
I don't know.
Timber Point is, it's much more complex.
Okay.
And we did this before.
Yeah, so you saw Timber Point in 2000.